This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I think you're getting sick of listening to me here. I would. I'm just watching what's going down over my shoulders. I got a TV sitting here. And I'm watching what's happening. And I'm just looking at the mayhem, the chaos going down to D.C. and how, in God's creation, they try to blame us for this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you go to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. The other thing you can do there is just sign up for the email blast. Once a week, I send out an email blast, let you know what's going on. And you can unsubscribe from it anytime you want to. It's not like you're stuck there, right? And if you don't want to do that, then simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Now that, I'll simply text you before the show starts. And if you don't want that, you can get that out. See, the reason I bring all this stuff up and I make it almost easy for you to find all this, because many of you will say, I can't find a show. God, I hope you can find a voting booth. I had to have some fun with that. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always love when you're involved and you're engaged. And I mean that seriously. What's going on in Congress right now? Now, these guys are going to start smacking themselves on the back, right? High-fiving each other. But what a great job they did. And they didn't do the people's work. Now, some of them will tell you they did because, hey, look, we didn't want to upend the Constitution. We didn't want anybody to feel like their vote was stolen. That's the other one I love, too. Look at all the people who disenfranchise. If you can these votes, you know, the 100,000 here, the 50,000 there, the 30,000 there. What about the people that are disenfranchised because now their votes don't count? What about that? Give me thought to those people. People who for the first time ever went out and voted. People who had voted Democrat all their life decided to go and vote Republican. I mean, seriously, think about it. I find it amazing. They were disenfranchised also. Stop playing this game that the only people that are hurt is the black community, which I have to roll around laughing at. I'm sorry, but I do. You think the black community is so stupid that they can't find voting places. They can't get on the internet. They can't use a telephone. And then you're not having to verify signatures. My God, ripe for theft, is it not? Seriously, craziness. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. The I mean, you guys are talking about Britt Hume in the chat room, and I want to say, God bless you, because I think Hume is one of the few journalists left, if you would. One of the few people left that still want the truth to be told. Can you imagine Hume and a few of those other people over at Newsmax? If you could turn that into a... Now, notice I didn't say right wing. If you could turn that, you know, Newsmax into a hardcore, journalist-only, news-only source, wouldn't that be fantastic? I can make up my mind on my own. Right? Whether or not I want to believe the story or not, whether the facts are there or not. You're not even getting the facts. Look at all the stuff they hit on Biden before the election. His family, him. Right? I mean, the guy got more votes than any president in history. He beat Obama vote-wise and virtually never came out of the basement. My God, wouldn't you? That's like hitting the lottery without playing the lottery. Zach from North Carolina. Zach, thanks for giving a call.
Yeah, how's it going? I'm a young Republican. I'm pretty new to politics in general. But I think trying to obfuscate blame for the violence that happened today onto the left, along with harping on this like voter fraud conspiracy, is really harmful to the right. It makes us look like sore losers. We look like petulant children. And you know, with moderate voters trending left, as we've seen in places like Georgia. And, you know, places like Texas even starting to kind of, like, move that way. I think it's absolutely asinine of us to, like, make our optics worse.
Wait. So let's just take one thing at a time. Are you actually telling me that there was no voter fraud?
I mean, there's been no proof that we've been able to substantiate in any real way.
Well, then you're not paying attention, you're not watching, you're not looking. They actually have affidavits from 1,100 people. They have affidavits from 1,100 people, number one. Number two is...
Which are legally binding.
What, number two... Really? Okay. Number two is they have 21,000... Wait a minute. They have 21,000 votes from people that no longer live in a state... So those votes should be thrown out. They have, 6,200 votes that were from dead people. Those should be thrown out. But hey, there's nothing here to see.
If
right,
this is provable, the court...
It is, not you know that's not true.
But they don't. You know that's not true. There's no evidence.
What's been thrown out is because these people have no... All right.
What you're doing is destroying the right.
Anyway, Joe Zinn, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Yes, I don't put up with tomfoolery. We'll be back later in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said,
I love it.
Ain't that
it's a moment
kick
of
in the head.
Serenity for me. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You know what? I've gotten some emails from some of you. Here's the deal. We're not going to stop fighting. No matter what happens, we're not going to stop fighting. I'm not talking about physical fighting. You know what I mean. I know the left is going to take that and run with it, but that's okay. And you can't hand it to them. You can't go, oh, all right, there you go. But when you look at this, for real, when you look at this, you're going to have to focus on your area. You know, there's guys like me out there, commentators that do this every day, and we're all over the place. I'm all over the place. A lot of times, you know, a lot of different topics. But some of you are going to have to focus on the things going on in your area. And you listeners, same thing. Focus on what's going on in your area. And make sure that you are relentless okay, in exposing, putting stories that, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but you can write for our website. If you want to put up a story, you want to, do an expose on something or someone, feel free to send it to me. I'll put it up. You got to check out a site called the Populist Press. All right? So it's a populist.press, populist.press. It looks like the old Drudge Report. I know some of the people involved with this. And they are putting out straight stories there. There's nothing exciting. I should say nothing exciting, but none of the clickbait type of stories and that kind of thing. According to a former FBI agent on the ground at the U.S. Capitol today, at least one busload of Antifa goons, and his words not mine, but I like it. I'll use it. Antifa goons infiltrated the Trump rally as part of a false flag operation. And like I said, look at them. Look at what they're carrying. Look at how they're carrying themselves. These are Antifa people. I don't care what shirt they have on. I don't care about any of that. And you look and see, you know, the chaos erupted at the U.S. Capitol building, right? When Vice President Mike announced that he would not block Biden's electors. Now, they're trying to say that that sent the, what do you call it? You know, it sent the Trump people over the top. Now, the funny thing about it, you're going to love this. There's a guy, I don't know what his name is, but some of you saw him today. He had the, maybe it was a Viking hat, you know, with the two big horns. He had that coonskin cap on. His face was painted, you know, red, white, and blue. And this same guy, with the same outfit, where he had his sword, where he had his sign, was actively at an Arizona BLM rally. There he was carrying a BLM flag. Here he's carrying an American flag. You're going to see more and more and more of these stories coming out. A lot more. Will anybody listen? Probably not. That's why it's up to us. And listen, please, do not beat your brains out on Facebook. Okay? After all this other stuff happens, in a heartbeat, you may see violence rise against people like us, conservatives. Because who's gonna take them to court? Is the Department of Justice really going to step in for us? You know, and Twitter now has said that not only has it suspended the president's account, they're thinking about totally deleting it and banning him. Isn't that great? This is getting out of control. Just totally out of control. I don't know, you know, again, when it comes down to what you're going to do and how you're going to do, we may have to fight for this country from our little local cities and towns out from there. We're going to have Linda Payne on tomorrow from True the Vote. They've got a lot of lawsuits going on right now and questioning this. So even if Joe Biden gets sworn in, God forbid if Joe Biden gets sworn in on the 20th, even if he gets sworn in, we can't let this go. If we let this go, this will be a dictatorship. We will be part of the global process, which is not what we want to be. Right? Come on. So, if we're going to fight this, we can't get discouraged. We have got to keep pounding away at this. Also, earlier today, you know, I just had this argument with my friend about how violent this was going to get. Do I want it to get violent? No. There was a pipe bomb found at the Republican National Committee headquarters, just blocks away from the U.S. Capitol and nearby headquarters of the Democrat National Committee as well. It was also evacuated after the suspicious package was discovered there. Now, Why do we have to do this? Why does it have to go to this level? Because the ones doing all of this know. They've always known. If they can get us fighting from within, right? Then they've got us. If they can get us, hey, look at what they've done in a relatively short period of time. Look at what the Obamas and the Democrat Party have done in a relatively short period of time. They've turned racism on its ear. Everything is race. Everything is racist. We have never been more at odds with each other. The Republican Party is showing its true colors. The Democrats are surely showing how really tore apart from the inside that they actually are. And really, truly, if you think about it, give it some real thought. If you think about it, how divided the whole country is. It's not just right versus left. You've got people on the far right that think the only way to win this, the only way to do something with this, the only way to truly make a change at this point in time, is to blow the whole thing up. I don't believe in that. I don't think that's right. You know, when the votes came in, by the way, the Senate rejected the challenged Arizona, the Arizona votes. And now there were 13 or 14 senators that said that they pledged to challenge the electoral votes. But when the final vote came in, it was 92-4, or 92 against, and 8-4. What happened to the other ones? Come see your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump calling on the Capitol protesters to go home in peace.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time.
At least one protester was shot and taken to a nearby hospital. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News what he heard.
I'm with Capitol Police. I heard on the radio, shots fired.
Police are trying to regain order, and members of Congress were working to certify the results of the presidential election. That certification was put on hold. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Whappers of other people's buttons. This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-782-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, right? I mean, I know you could be a whole bunch of other places, so I do appreciate the time you're spending with us and working through this. But, God, I love this. I'm looking at some of the, and you guys don't do it because you're going to lose your mind over it, but I'm looking at some of the, headlines. From the different sites we can go to and check out. And you look at this stuff. And say, oh my God. I mean, every one of these titles say they are Trump supporters. Tell me this doesn't gin up the negative feelings towards. And now they're looking to, you know, I think this is great. Let's start arresting some of these people. Let's start seeing some of their Facebook profiles. Let's see what their record is like. What are they registered as? No, really, seriously. I mean, right now, you know, I don't even know where to go with this stuff. I'm stuck. My brain is stuck. I want to go in so many different directions at once. A Trump supporter was shot dead today inside the Capitol. Now, here's the thing. I don't know this woman. I feel sorry for her and the family. She was shot by the U.S. Capitol Police. For what reason, I don't know. I don't know, and you don't either. So let's not try to figure it out on our own. Let's get some information first. Her name is Ashley Babbitt. She's and a friend confirms that she was a 14-year veteran who served four tours in the Air Force, and she resided in San Diego. Babbitt was a strong supporter of President Trump, her husband told the local TV source. They really don't know why she decided to do this, Babbitt's mother-in-law told the local Fox affiliate. Babbitt's husband was not in D.C. with her. The couple owned a business together. Authorities were not in gear protecting the Capitol as the media lawmakers return to resume a joint session. Now, I would be... okay, guys, I know. You're going to tell me I'm over the top here. National Guard. Bring in the National Guard, right? And have them sit there and just make sure that they keep peace for no other reason. Right? Early reports said a woman was shot in the chest and transported from the building around 3. The Metropolitan Police told the local news source it was not clear who fired the shot. Now, agents with the FBI Department of Homeland Security, the Secret Service, and the Capitol Police were stationed throughout the Capitol to prevent any more disruptions. These people should be allowed to amass. They should be allowed to come together. Mike Pence returned to the Senate to oversee a new session, or reconvene the session. The violence erupted as lawmakers were in the process of certifying the Electoral College. Now, the protesters were smashing glass doors, and they were vandalizing the place for no reason. Who does that? Come on. What group has been doing that? We haven't done that anywhere. They haven't found that any place. Pence now, who has broken with Trump, refused to reject the electoral votes and send them back to the states. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told news that told a local news source that he heard from police that shots were fired from the building. I mean, this shouldn't be happening. And he asked President Trump to make a statement, you know, about the violence. Now, I have to ask you, you heard the caller a little while ago. I don't believe for a minute that the caller was actually a Republican. I think he was more of a Democrat antagonist. But if you look at how Antifa operates, you look at how BLM operates, and you're going to start seeing more and more of this information coming over the next few days. Right? I mean, if you didn't know, if you covered up the hats, blanked them out the whole nine yards, and you saw this violence, what would you think? What would you know? I won't even go that far. What would you presume to know based on what you saw? Right? And I think most of these people, like Pence and others, that have decided to go in a different direction, they think they're saving the country. They're going to ruin the country. When you look at what these people have in store for us, defunding. Remember that video that they caught Joe Biden complaining that you had to stop talking about defunding the police, that it was actually hurting them? It was a problem? Come on, think about it. Right? And what did he say? We have to stop using that term. It's going to kill us. He didn't say, we're not going to do that, so we shouldn't be using that term. We're not going to do that, so stop talking about it. No, that wasn't it at all. He said, we have to stop using that term because it's hurting us. So, they plan on going down that road. Here's your new country for you. Abortion on demand anytime without excuse, which was not at all what the Supreme Court ruled on. Right? And it won't stop there. For some odd reason, these pronouns or these gender neutral terms and all of that, and abortion and things along those lines, they're like at the top of the list for the Dems. Right? Come on, think about it. They're looking at funding abortions outside of this country now. For poor countries who can't afford to do it. It's not our job. It's funny how we can't be the police force. Right? Don't you hear the left say that all the time? The United States can't have all this going on in other countries. We can't have, and it's funny, that's what Trump says, but they hate him. But we can't have all this going on. We can't be the police force. We can't be going in and occupying these countries all over the world. We can go there, give them money to have abortions. We can take American taxpayer dollars, who have said overwhelmingly they don't want to do this. They don't want their money going there for those kind of things. Right? But they say we can, so therefore we should. Think about all this stuff they're willing to do. Willing to give, and this has been beat up all week. I get it. I apologize for doing it again. But they've been sending millions and billions of dollars overseas to different countries while we're sitting here suffering. Again, I've been saying for over a year now, you want to see how the country runs under Democrat rule? Look at California. That simple. You know, you look at what's happening here as far as we can't seem to get... We have the vaccine here. It's readily available. There's 1.3 million doses ready to go. Newsom can't seem to get them out there. Why? I thought he was like the expert at this stuff. I thought he had it all together. I thought he knew what he was doing. But he can't get it out. So why would we trust, you know, Democrats with anything else? I mean, he's considered a golden boy for these people. Again, remember, he's Pelosi's nephew, right? Unreal. Oh, somebody just said this. Are you trying to get me to throw up? Anybody see the Governor Whitmer? She posted an image of Stacey Abrams as a saint. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. These people are so whacked. They call abortion, remember something, they call abortion clinics a godsend, a blessing from God, that the clinics do God's work. Are we serious? Just amazing. We have people starving to death here, living in poverty here, and we're sending money overseas for abortions and other things along those lines. Yep, more pick-me-up stories. On the other side of the break, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't do anything stupid. I'll be back in a few minutes. I hope.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle, it's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. I mean, seriously. I really appreciate the time that you're with me, that you're encouraging me, that you're sending me emails. I just saw over my shoulder. I don't know how true it is. I've got to check it out, so I'm not going to go far with it. But apparently, Georgia is also putting out the National Guard to the state capitol. Reason being is that there's 50-some-odd militiamen that have shown up there at the capitol. Now, again, I don't know how true that is. So let's not get all excited over nothing, if you would. What they're doing there, I don't know. And we don't even know if they're MAGA people for real. Right? I mean, think about it. And then tonight, I guess, apparently, right? They're claiming, I love this, that a West Virginia lawmaker was supporting and or among the rioters there at the Capitol today. Right? So the West Virginia, now here's a story. This is what I'm talking about. This is what's making me crazy. A West Virginia lawmaker took video of himself and other supporters of President Trump rushing into the Capitol after they breached the security perimeter. Now, in the video, Republican Derek Evans, later deleted from his social media page, shown wearing a helmet and clamoring at the door to breach the building in Washington, D.C. He starts screaming, "We're in, keep it moving." He said he was in a packed doorway with a whole bunch of other Trump followers. They were holding flags. They're being pepper sprayed. Once they were inside, Evans could be seen. Now, why would he need... Well, once inside, Evans could be seen on video just wandering around the Capitol Rotunda. And he was yelling to the people there, no vandalizing. Do not vandalize. No, well, it didn't help. Like I tell you, the reality... There was vandalizing that went down. These people have no regard for anything. Nothing is important to them. Well, nothing but anarchy is important to them. Right? They don't want any rules. They don't want anybody to stop them from what they want and what they want to do, what they believe to be truth. Anyway, I was telling you what you can expect for having Democrat-led Congress and Senate. And you look at this, and again, you have to stop and think to yourself, how did we get here? There's been plenty that have been screaming for years, if we don't re-educate our kids, or properly educate, I don't want to say re-educate, if we don't properly educate our kids, this is what you can look forward to. Remember Reagan said, what, freedom is about a generation away? You're going to lose it that fast? Well, guess what? Georgia State Rep. Josh Bonner spoke with a local news source to discuss pre-filing the Forum Act, a bill aimed at protecting free speech on college campuses. He said the legislation is the first of its kind in Georgia. The bill had three primary goals, which included making a college campus in its entirety a free speech zone, eliminating speech codes on any campus in the state. He also wanted to protect freedom of association. So many of these kids... These young kids on campus have been kicked off of, major programs, right? Kicked off of committees, kicked out of clubs because of their conservative viewpoint. So I guess the First Amendment doesn't count when you're in college, right? We have cases like that every year where the rights of our students are somehow impacted by our university system, Bonner told the news source. He shared a local story of the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta where a pro-life group invited evangelist Alveda King to speak on a campus, but she was denied. Alveda King was denied. Now, according to Bonner, a lawsuit was filed. The case was settled. However, the university system still had to pay more than $50,000 in damages for one single case. So they're willing to pay the money rather than deal with a conservative. He says Georgia is seeing an increased instances of free speech being limited on college campuses. This is what's going to get worse with total control of the federal government by the Democrats. More abortions, more illegal voting. I mean illegals voting. I'm not just talking about illegal voting, but illegals voting. So anyway, they're going to stay. It's the only way they're going to stay in power, cheating and having illegals vote. They're losing Jews. They're losing blacks. They're losing Hispanics. Bonner introduced a bill in the last legislative session. It was ready to be voted on, but they decided to pull it at the last minute. They reassigned it to the Higher Education Committee. Bonner claimed that they did it to slow it down. It was that easy, right? And then the Education Committee went in and watered down the verbiage significantly, made it even harder for them to be able to push this through. So we're almost fighting a two-front battle, he said. One with the university system, one with the progressive left. He's right. This is constant. This always happens. Another college now has, oh, God, this stuff is amazing, a menstrual equity club. Come on, I got to have a little fun in the last moments, right? An officially recognized student organization at Boise State University is aimed at promoting menstrual equality. The Equality Club formed in 2019 with a mission of raising awareness about period, poverty, and menstrual health. Your tax dollars going towards this. The group also intends to serve the campus and community through educational events and menstrual product drives. It's going to break down stigma surrounding periods, of which I didn't know they still existed. According to the Arbiter, the Boise State student newspaper, the club accepts menstruators and non-menstruators alike into the club. The club is accepting all members of menstruators, non-menstruating, to learn further our mission according to the group's official page. Shannon Cobb, vice president of the Menstrual Equality Club, told the Arbiter that they wanted to bring the menstrual movement to Boise State. Now, Ryle Weisler, president of the group, said in the newspaper, they don't use the word woman because they want to be more inclusive. My God, people, you got to go home. You got to pray. I mean, seriously, this is so out of hand. This is what makes me want to cry. How did we get to this point? How did we ruin our kids like this? To have them believing and thinking that this was okay. God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a lot happening up there. There's a lot going on. And you can get the stories. Let me know if there's certain people you want to bring on. I've tried to bring on some of the ones you've asked for. It's kind of hard right now, but we're not done. Got a lot of ways to go. And you know what? I'm going to leave you with this for the end of the show here. Don't ever give up. There's no reason to give up. If our founding fathers gave up, look where we would be. I mean, it would not be a happy place, right? Let me leave you with this. We'll play a little clip in the last minute here. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it as much as I do. Well, maybe, maybe not. Let's see. I hate when this happens to me. An oldie, goldie, goodie, whatever you want to call it.
Young people lacking patriotism, thinking that this country is bad, that it's never done anything good, that it's always been racist, that being a proud American, there were people dying to get here. I'm going to show you what a bonehead you are. You got 10,000 people at the border trying to get here. Plus, 10 or 12,000 coming here to this oppressive, nasty, racist, sexist, homophobic country. Who's the idiot? You or them? You, who's sitting in a college where you probably got grants from this terrible, nasty, hateful country, from the terrible, nasty, old, white taxpayers that you call out all the time. And what have you done in your life? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But you got it all figured out. Yes, it's my pound on moment. Because you parents don't do this. What makes your son or daughter special? Because they're yours? Well, then that means mine are more special than yours because they're older and I have more of them. What have you done? What have you raised? And then we conservatives, shame on you too. Where have you been? Why aren't you in the classrooms? Why aren't you in the professorships? Why aren't you volunteering more to be on some of these boards and panels that help drive curriculum? Why aren't you there? And if you don't know about it, call and find out about it. American exceptionalism is on a decline. 46% of young Americans don't agree that America is the greatest country in the world. Really? Why don't you actually sit down and don't talk to the young person whose parents came here. Talk to the